The Zohar quoted in the Sefer from Chaim Freelander on Chumash, Sefer Chaim on Shmois, raises the question that we know that in general, the Gemara says, bracha only takes effect in something which is not visible, counted, measured, etc. The Mishkan is a source of bracha to all of Klal Yisrael. And here the Pesukim and Parshas Pekudei are very, very detailed and very specific about counting the amount of everything was made from. It's very measured, counted, etc. So that would seem to be a stira to our understanding to the concept of bracha is only effective when there were some min ayin. And the bracha can be held on something which is modud and money. So the Zohar answers that the reason why the bracha is not effective on something which is counted, the act of counting in our minds gives it a certain significance, and that serves to detach it from its source. We look at, oh, I have money. You don't have money, you have a Kadosh Baruch Hu giving you money. The Kadosh Baruch Hu, it's a Kadosh Baruch Hu which is the source of everything. In our minds, we say, oh, now I have X amount of this item. So that act of counting serves to disconnect it from its source. That's the source of Ayin Hara and the Kina and the lack of Baruch Hu which is there. But a person, the process of counting is a way to express the understanding of our dedication to be connected to Kadosh Baruch Hu. We're willing to spend X amount of money to be dedicated to Kadosh Baruch Hu, and we're doing this for the purpose of the mitzvah, etc. Such an act of counting doesn't detach us from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. If anything, it attaches us. Look how much we're willing to be most nefesh to give. Let's do some more. Because Kadosh Baruch Hu is the source of everything. So the act is a process of attaching ourselves to Kadosh Baruch Hu. At that point in time, not only is bracha, it does not take away from the bracha, anything, it increases the bracha. So Parshas Pekudei is the source of eventually bringing the Shekhinah down amongst Klal Yisrael. And like the Gemara says in Ksuvos, that the Mizbeach is a source of Parnosa, Parshas of it's amazing, it's Mizbeach, it protects Klal Yisrael, etc. So this is the act of counting and making these items serves as a source of bracha to Klal Yisrael. The insight is a fascinating insight that it's a fascinating insight into our attitude towards money and the process when a person counts it, the sort of gleam in our eye, I'm counting all the things that I have. People say, "Ayin Hara," we're talking about their children. Our children don't belong to us. They're Kadosh Baruch Hu's matana, which is a pikadon which He puts for us to take care of. The money is a pikadon which Kadosh Baruch Hu puts for us to take care of. Anytime we start perceiving it as something which is our own, that ends up being not an opposite of a source of bracha, but it takes away from the ability for this item to continue to grow and to expand and to be developed. And we don't want to do that in any way, shape, or form. So we should constantly be aware of Kadosh Baruch Hu's role in our lives. Have a good Shabbat.